Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Docter and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
We're sitting next to a great champion who is part of a program at 4Kids ATX that's raised over $5 million for organizations that are improving the lives of children here in Texas. We have 2017 Masters champion Sergio Garcia with us. Sergio, thanks for gracing us with your presence this morning. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Yeah, super excited. Thanks for having me, obviously, with you and Chris. And you know, it's been great fun. We obviously did our big dinner last night, and looks like we raised a good amount of money again. So super excited about you know, what we're able to do here in our community in Austin, and help so many kids and families. You know, it's one of those things that you can't really put a price on it.
Sergio, before we get to the things going on here in Austin, first off, how is everything at home in Spain right now?
Yeah, it's, well, I mean, obviously, it's tough because they're saying it's probably the worst natural disaster in the history of the country. So, I grew up about 50 miles north of where the worst happened in Valencia. So, fortunately, my family is doing well. You know, it's obviously, you know, you never want to see that anywhere, but when you see it happen in your country, it's even tougher.
It's devastating. We've had a couple horrible hurricanes here in Texas, you know, that they've had to get through, but we're really praying and the thoughts to your community. Once again, Sergio Garcia is joining us on ESPN Radio. Sergio, when did you get involved? When did you and Miss Garcia get involved with 4Kids ATX?
Well, we did start it. In 2016, we did an event in Switzerland with a bunch of fellow golfers and friends. This is our third year. Then we started working with JHL, which is a great company here in Austin, and we started 3 years ago. And it's been great. Obviously, we moved here just about 3 years ago, and I felt so welcome here from the very beginning, and feel like a Texan. And you know, we've tried to. I've always said that we're very blessed how well things have gone for me throughout my career and our families and stuff like that. So what better to do than be thankful and kind of give back to the people that need it the most.
Aquí hay pasión. I just saw your brilliant teammate Abraham answer. What a job y'all are doing with Team Fireball.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit more about that motto, how it resonates with you, and what your experience has been on the Fireball thus far.
It's been great. It's been a lot of fun. Obviously, playing LIV and having teammates every single week, it's something that I've always enjoyed. Obviously, Ryder Cup, everyone knows how much I love the Ryder Cup and how well I've been able to do for the European team there. So to be able to have something very similar every single week, it's something that it motivates me a lot to not only to try to make the team grow as a team itself and make it more valuable and more loved and more followed, but also to have teammates that, you know, they're younger than me, that I can, you know, put my arm around and try to help kind of get them better and show them the ways that I've I've gone through and stuff like that, and kind of help them, give them advice and stuff, and then they obviously make their own decisions. But you know, it's been great to be able to kind of mentor them a little bit, and you know, it's been a great great 2.5-3 years.
We really enjoyed watching you and Eugenio Chikara, one of the promising up-and-coming players. Really enjoy his swing. Great live events this year in Dallas and Houston. Well done there. Do you mind if I ask you a question about the 2017 Masters?
No, of course not.
You know, that eagle that you made on the 15th hole in the final round, what's so incredible about that, Sergio, is that no other champion had made an eagle in the final round since your fellow countryman, Jose Maria Orizabal, in 1994. Talk about what him and Seve meant to your career.
Yes, it was unbelievable to know that after I won. And obviously, both Seve and Jose Maria, two of my mentors, my idols growing up, to be able to, you know, to follow in their footsteps and win at Augusta, it was a dream come true. And you know, I just it's sad because, you know, I feel like we lost Seve way too early, way too young, unfortunately. But his charisma, the way he played, the energy that he had, to how he pulled people towards him, it was unbelievable. It was great to see, and obviously the class and the qualities that he had. Some of the shots he could hit, was the imagination was amazing. But Jose is also, you know, a little bit of a different player, but also an amazing guy. A person that I've learned a lot from, and that I was very thankful to have around me.
Last question for you, Sergio. You won this year, live Valderrama. What is the key to the longevity in your career, and what are you doing from a fitness perspective to keep it going and still play like you were when you were 25 years old?
I don't know. Well, it's funny. I think it has to do probably with obviously the drive that I have to keep trying to get better every year. I think physically I've been very blessed with pretty much no injuries throughout my career, so that helps a lot. You know, when you don't have to stop playing for 6, 7, 8 months because you're having back problems or whatever, shoulder problems or whatever it is, that obviously helps a lot. And you know, I've been very, very happy and very blessed with that. And I guess the kind of swing that I have, it kind of, you know, it's quite flowing. It doesn't put a lot of stress on my body, I guess, and I'm able to play for many, many years, and hopefully for many more. You know, as long as I keep loving it like I'm doing, and as long as I'm motivated as I am, you know, it's I love doing it. So
you have a timeless swing, Sergio. I'm forever going to be trying to figure out how you create that incredible amount of lag in your swing. It's a touch of class.
It's a secret.
We're going to let you go here in a second. How can our listeners get involved with what you're doing at 4Kids ATX?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they can come. They can go into the website and see it, 4KidsATX.org, I think it is. And, you know, just get involved. It's simple. Just see the organizations that we support, see the work that we do, and you know, we're so happy that the community and everyone here around Austin has been amazing the last 3 years, and the support that we've gotten. So you know, we're changing a lot of lives, making a huge difference in a lot of families, and that you know, means the world to not only to me, but to my wife and everyone that's involved.
Sergio, thank you so much for taking some time to join us today. Have a great little off season here, and we wish you the best in 2025 and beyond.
Thank you. To you too, and to Charlie.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour presented by Insperity. We'll be back after this break.
Fingers in the honeycomb.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Docker and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
We head right over to the guest line and welcome in PGA Tour winner Tom Hoagie. Tom was one of the best 30 golfers on the PGA Tour this year, making it to the Tour Championship at East Lake. Tom, thanks for taking some time to join us this morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Tom, did you know that you led the PGA Tour in total birdies this year?
Yeah, I knew I was up there. I tell everybody that I do it by volume, but I played a lot of tournaments, so I was up there by default. But you know what? That's kind of always in my game. I like to fire at the pin, so we're going to make some birdies out there.
What aspects of your game has to flourish more when you're leading the PGA Tour in birdies? Is it iron play or is it putting? What matters more to you?
I think that, you know, my biggest strength's always been my iron play. That gives me a lot of opportunities, and like I said, I play pretty aggressively, so we're going to fire in a lot of those flags and see if we can make some birdies. But you know what? Really, it all blends in there together. You got to drive it in the fairway, get some control going into those greens, and then you got to make the putt. So, you know, I wish I could say it was just one aspect, but you got to be pretty sharp. And, you know, as I look back at the year, it was a really solid year, you know, from the get-go all the way through. So I felt pretty consistent out there and, you know, pretty pleased with how I played.
You've made it to the Tour Championship in two of the last three seasons. Masterclass display of consistency. When you're at home, do you spend more time playing golf or practicing?
I like to play a lot. The club that I play at, Mira Vista, has a 12:30 scratch game. I like to go out with all the members here. So, you know, I would say most days I'm home practicing. You know, I'll get to the golf course at 9 to 10 o'clock, somewhere in there, practice for a couple hours, and then get on the golf course and go play 18 holes. You know, I just find that if I'm on the range that maybe not quite as focused, and I like to get on the golf course and put in specific numbers, the golf shots, and see where your game's at.
Once again, we have PGA Tour winner Tom Hoagie on the line with us. Tom, you played some golf in the fall this time last year, a little on the DP World Tour as well. How many tournaments do you feel you need to play in the fall to be ready to roll for the marquee spring season?
Yeah, to me, it's not really a whole lot about trying to stay sharp or anything. I feel like I'll play enough to kind of be there. And, you know, last year took a little bit of time off. We got in November, year back up for January. But, you know, I've taken a few weeks off here. I was inducted in the TCU Hall of Fame this week, so I couldn't play this week. But I am looking forward to getting back out here in Vegas. I'm going to play Vegas, Japan, and then Cabo. Three more events here this fall to finish it off. And, you know, I love to compete and I love to play golf, so I'm excited to get back out there.
You mentioned the TCU Athletic Hall of Fame. You joined J.J. Henry, Dan Jenkins, Angela Stanford, Charles Cudi. It's a special golf community there in Fort Worth. What was that night like, and how did TCU help your development during your college days?
Yeah, you know, first of all, it was a cool weekend here, a number of events for us, and like you said, you know, the TCU golf community, you know, really strong, and some great talented players that I've looked up to that are in the TCU Hall of Fame. So to be included in that conversation is a great honor. It was fun to be back there for a football game last night, even though the Houston Cougars took us down. But, you know, I look back at TCU, and it's kind of what, you know, the last month or so has been, is a lot of reflecting on what it took to get to this point and be included in this Hall of Fame, and, you know, just a lot of great people that have helped me get to this point. And, you know, certainly very happy with the decision I made going to TCU and the routes I chose. And, you know, so many great relationships have come from that have really helped me get to this point.
Well, Tom, congratulations. And, yeah, we sure didn't expect our 1-4 Cougars to beat TCU last night. Painful loss for your Horned Frogs. Once again, we have PGA Tour winner Tom Hoagie on the line with us here on ESPN 97.5. Tom, what was the most memorable call that you received after your first PGA Tour win at Pebble Beach?
Yeah, it's hard to think back that far, but, you know, I'd say it's more the personal relationships. You know, the instructor I grew up working with, John Dahl, from back in Fargo, North Dakota, kind of getting to share it with him just from, you know, the thousands of hours that we spent working to get to that point. And, you know, I get asked, it seems like every week in a pro-am, how does a guy from North Dakota make it to the tour? So, you know, that was pretty special for both of us, I would say, to share that moment. And you know, just a lot of hard work that, you know, you always thought it was possible to get to that point. And then, you know, it took till my eighth year on the PGA Tour. So there was a lot of waiting for that moment, and it made it that much better.
You know, you had a great week at Castle Pines, the BMW Championship, toward the end of the season, finished 14th. I saw you spend some time at the Denver Broncos facility breaking the huddle with the great Sean Payton. What's some inspiration you've been able to pull from athletes of other sports over the years?
Yeah, I mean, more than anything, I'm a fan, and, you know, to be able to go inside and sit down with Coach Payton and kind of hear how he goes through things, you know, with analytics and all the other variables that they're dealing with for practice. And as a football fan, it's, you know, it's a pretty cool afternoon just to get to hear all that. But, you know, I think any time that you're around these great athletes, see the way that they work and prepare and get ready to compete, that, you know, it is inspiring for me that, you know, I better get my butt back out there. It's a lot easier doing it on the golf course than the football field. But, you know, it's just awesome, you know, the opportunities that we get to be able to travel around and see some pretty cool stuff. And, you know, like I said, to be there on the football practice field, go into the coach's office with Coach Payton, he broke down some film with us. Like, that's pretty cool as a fan to get to do that.
Tom, we talked, your first PGA Tour win, of course, came at the famed Pebble Beach. I mean, that's obviously one of the best golf courses on the schedule. What's one other tournament that maybe you grew up watching that you would just love to have a win at over your career?
That's a tough one. I mean, the Masters is obviously probably at the top of the list for pretty much every golfer. So I better go down the list a little further than that. But, you know what? I mean, I watched the PGA Tour, it seemed like every week growing up, and I love all these events. You know, personally speaking, I love kind of the old school golf courses, you know, the Riviera and the Colonial, those sort of golf courses. So I'd probably say one of those just because I enjoy playing that kind of classic old school golf course so much.
Tom, we appreciate you taking some time to join us this morning. Have a great rest of the TCU football season, and we look forward to seeing you here in a little bit in the fall and, of course, in the prime spring season.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be fun to get back out there and, you know, kind of get things ramped back up again.
Once again, that is Tom Hoge, PGA Tour winner. We appreciate him taking some time to join us. Tom, we appreciate it so much. Have a great rest of your weekend.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Docker and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Oh, yes, we're here with Arlo White, LIV Golf play-by-play commentator. Arlo, great to have you back with us. How have things been since Houston?
Oh, busy. Very, very busy, but a lot of fun. We've covered a lot of ground, watched a lot of fantastic golf, and I've spent a lot of time with Jerry Foltz. So, you know, your sympathy would be welcome on that. Jerry's a great guy. And look, this crescendo that we've got here with the team championship and what we saw in the quarterfinals yesterday was amazing. So loved every minute of it. It's flown by in a flash, and I think it's going to end with a pretty special event here.
It was great to have Jerry on the show. You know, I'm so curious to get your thoughts on, starting with last week, some of the relegations that happened last week. And you came from a sport in Premier League soccer. You're very familiar with relegations. It's fun to have that aspect involved in golf.
Yes, and, you know, I feel for the players that eventually, when the music stopped, literally, who were below the red line. I mean, Pat Perez must have thought, this is it. I'm relegated from the LIV Golf League. And then all of a sudden, Calais Samoa, who played lights out Friday and Saturday, to get himself in the live standings out of the drop zone. This guy from Finland, there aren't many professional golfers from Finland. He earned his spot in the promotions event at the end of last season, one of the three golden tickets, if you like. and he gets himself out in the live standings of the relegation zone, which wouldn't have guaranteed him a spot next year, but it certainly would have meant he's not relegated, and he bogeyed two of his last three holes. It was heartbreaking to watch, but then subsequently it's a reprieve for Pat Perez. So last week in Chicago, the final regular season event of the year, there was so much to sort out. John Rahm won the individual title. Sergio Garcia usurped Tyrrell Hatton by 1 point. That was worth $4 million, by the way, to get third place.
Incredible.
But yeah, those guys that got relegated, they've got an opportunity in the promotions event to get back, but you've got a feel for them. But it's an aspect of LIV Golf that is absolutely compelling.
How tough is that for the captains to manage?
I think very, very difficult.
And the relationships they create over the years,
yes,
having to say goodbye to people, maybe.
Exactly,
I mean,
exactly. It just can't be easy. And I think, you know, Will, this is a league that is maturing. You know, there were certain guarantees that had to be made to certain players in order to cross the Rubicon, if you like, from the PGA Tour or the DP World Tour. So they were exempt for a year or two from relegation, but Bubba Watson was relegated. Now, Bubba has to make a decision now whether to go to the promotions event, or the Range Goats and the LIV Golf League themselves have to get in conversations with Bubba about whether, because he's Bubba Watson, because he's a great name and a great player and a great character, would it benefit the league and the Range Goats to have him back next year?
Wow.
My answer is probably yes, but it's not a straightforward conversation.
Yeah.
And that's the reality of the LIV Golf League. You know, as we mature, and people are going to get used to this and they're going to get more familiar with this, top 24, you're a lock for next year regardless. The open zone, you are vulnerable. It does come down to relationships and performances. But the relegation thing is real, and it causes a lot of issues for the individual player and for the captains as they look to build their teams for the following year.
Once again, we have Arlo White, LIV Golf play-by-play commentator, joining us. Arlo, the Texas fans brought the heat yesterday,
yes,
out here at Meridell. What a quarterfinals with some of the headlines going on. Team Smash going down to the Ironheads. Phil Mickelson and Andy Ogletree and co. They brought their best golf and are going to move on to the semis. What do fans here in Dallas and surrounding areas have to look forward to this weekend?
This weekend, it's just going to be special. I mean, the Ironheads yesterday, Will, let's put it into perspective. This was effectively a 1-16 team rocking up to a final regular season game, for example, and beating the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
You know, it was that surprising. They hadn't finished above sixth in the entire season. Brooks Koepka goes out and annihilated Kevin Na, and you're thinking, well, the Smash team fourth, they picked the Ironheads, by the way. That's another aspect of the LIV Golf Team Championship. And then I'm looking at the scoreboard and I'm thinking, hold on a second, Danny Lee's up against Taylor Gooch, so that's going to be 1-1. So it comes down to the foursome. No problem for Smash, because they were four up with seven to play. McDowell and Kokrak against Kazuma and Scott Vincent. Scott Vincent, hole in one on 14, and you think, well, there's still three downs. That's a nice moment before he departs, and we probably don't see Scott Vincent next season. Then they keep winning holes. Then it goes a clutch putt for Kazuma on their final hole. It goes to extra holes. Kazuma does it again. All of a sudden, Smash are out, and the Ironheads are through. It was an extraordinary match and an extraordinary drama. And Phil produces his match play magic as well. So
yeah,
the fifth seed, Torquay, led by Watko Niemann, who came second in the overall standings, they're out as well. So two great stories yesterday. But now the big guns, they come into it at the semi-final level, at the semi-final stage. So you've got Bryson's Crushers, we've got Cam's Ripper GC, and we've got John Rahm's Legion 13. So those guys are going to be involved this weekend, and I think it's going to be pretty special.
And Arlo, as someone who came from the Premier League, and, you know, I'm a fan of some other leagues like the MLB and the NFL, where you see the best teams of the year get byes, but at the same time, you have teams like the Ironheads, who maybe didn't play as well throughout the year, have a chance to win it all.
Yeah.
How satisfied are you with maybe how similar this format resembles some of the other team playoff formats?
I love this weekend. This is the third time we've had a team championship. The previous two were in Miami at Doral, and it just provides so much drama. And as you say, it's a clean slate. So what happened in the regular season now just doesn't matter, other than the byes for the top three that get through to the semi-finals today. So anything can happen. It's match play golf. It's the best of three. You've got to get 2 points. You've got to work out. And the good thing this year is the captains don't have to play each other. So we saw the likes of Phil go into the foursomes, and that worked for the high flyers. Sergio Garcia picked himself in the foursomes. Cam Smith has picked himself in the foursomes today to go head-to-head with Sergio. So you're seeing more strategy now from the captains in how they line up against each other. And I think that provides subplots and really interesting stories throughout the weekend. But I love this event. It's standalone. It's winner-takes-all. It's a clean slate. And tomorrow, with the final, with the final four teams that go through, is just going to be absolutely incredible.
A long way to go until tomorrow to crown the team champion. Who's Arlo White's 2004 Team of the Year?
That is a great question, and I hate to be like a front runner, but there's something about the Crushers. Bryson DeChambeau, defending champions, he's like the Pied Piper of world golf at the moment. You know, wherever he goes, people follow.
His YouTube channel just surpassed PGA Tour's YouTube channel in subscribers.
Goodness me. And that's just the how compelling people find him, how entertaining people find him. He just gets it. He's a man of his time. He's got the zeitgeist at the moment in the world of golf. And, you know, with Brooks and Bryson against Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy, they're also he's also bridging the gap between the divide between, you know, the two tours. So Bryson, Anirban Lahiri, Charles Howell III, and I'm missing one, Paul Casey. They're going to be tough to beat. Yeah. They're a band of brothers, defending champions. But as we saw yesterday, absolutely anything can happen. Don't rule out John Rahm's Legion 13. And by the way, Dustin Johnson's four races had a shocker of a regular season. Yeah. But no one picks them. They're always left to play the team that's left to pick. And they could do some damage today. And if they get to the final, I wouldn't put it past DJ to win a second team championship.
And Arlo, we got some news yesterday from PGA of America. The best players in the world, we will see them regardless of tour at the Ryder Cup and PGA of America events. That's a big step in the right direction as far as getting these guys back together at some point.
It is huge, and I will look at it for you from a European perspective, where unlike the American team, which is run not by the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour, the European Tour, have a 50% stake in the European team. So they make decisions as to who is eligible and who isn't eligible. Now, the DP World Tour has an agreement, a strategic alignment with the PGA Tour. Now, are the PGA Tour going to allow the DP World Tour to follow suit? Because if they don't, then you've got an American entity that is influencing who the European team can pick.
Wow.
And I don't think that's right.
You can't have that.
I think that undermines the integrity of the competition.
Yeah.
Now, it's a big leap for the DP World Tour to follow suit for the PGA over in America, but I think that is an aspect of it that has to be addressed. Yeah. And I hope it is, because I want to see the Europeans put out the strongest possible team that's not influenced by anything to do with the United States and the golf situation over here.
100%. And the Ryder Cup product is only, it has to have the best European players there, like Rahm. And because, you know, we saw at the last Ryder Cup, the European team all together, Tyrrell Hatton, they've proven over the last, you know, two of the last three Ryder Cups that they are a stronger roster than Team USA. Arlo White, we're out of time. We appreciate you taking some time to join us this morning, right before the semifinals here at LIV Dallas. Have a great weekend. We hope to talk to you next year.
Anytime, Will. Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's Arlo White, LIV Golf play-by-play commentator. Always great to have him on the show. You can catch him on doing LIV Golf play-by-play on the CW Network and the LIV Golf app.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, here's Will Doctor.
All right, good Saturday afternoon, Houston. Welcome into the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. Of course, the Ryder Cup is behind us, and now we have more local, more important things to focus on. We have the CanCare Classic on Monday. Charlie, great to be with you this morning.
Well, it's great to be with you and our special guest, Johnny Carrabba, who is the chairman of the CanCare tournament this year, held at Memorial Park October the 9th. It really benefits people in cancer, and it's really been a great story for 30 years. Johnny, and one thing I like about Houston is the quality of people that raise money for charity and for other people. And you take your time, you're a busy man, and you're the chairman of the CanCare. Why?
CanCare has been very special to me. And I didn't know much about CanCare, but my mother, Rosie, everybody
knows Rosie.
Nobody knows me. Nobody, they know Rosie. But she came down with cancer several years ago. And, yeah, you know, me and my sister and my dad, you know, we were there for her, but it was that was uncharted waters for us.
Right.
And then we had a young lady named Donna Lewis who was with CanCare, and she held my mother's hand through the whole process. And there's, Charlie, you know, the older we get, you know, we start thinking about things, but people never forget how you treat their parents or how people treat your children. And I'm a loyal person, and I never will forget what CanCare did for my mother.
So now you're giving back.
Yeah, you got to give back.
We got the tournament sold out on Monday at Memorial Park. We're going to have a lot of friends and neighbors out there doing their deal on the golf course, but raising important money, you know. And I got involved with it 30 years ago, Dick Harmon and I. Excuse me. Jack Kendall, the famous Jack Kendall from Lakeside Country Club, he says, boys, come on out. We're going to have a little, you know, tournament to raise some money. And so it's been going on for so long. And I'm proud to be a part of it. Will's going to has his team. And
Charlie, you're quite the survivor yourself.
Yeah.
Tell listeners that story.
Yeah, I've had my run-in with cancer, too. And luckily I had a doctor that was really, really on the know and got me through bladder cancer. And then my wife had breast cancer. So, you know, so we you know, it's part of our society, and we fight it, and we're winning. And it takes a lot of money, but CanCare is one of the great organizations in Houston.
Yeah, it's been going on for 33 years, and it's getting stronger, you know. But, you know, like I said, it's uncharted waters. You know, I mean, you when you hear the word cancer, you know, that scares the heck out of you right away.
Yes, sir.
You don't know where to go.
Right.
And then, but thank God for CanCare. They yeah. do wonderful. You know, they've been going on for 33 years. Yeah. This is the 30th annual
golf event,
and this is their biggest way of raising money for this great organization.
Why does golf and philanthropy go hand in hand together?
Well, great people are golfers, and great people want to give back to the society, and they take time out to do this. And they're successful in their business life, so they're successful in putting together organizations such as CanCare to raise money for people and the pursuit of beating cancer. And it's all about society, and there's so many great people that you never heard of that give back. Our city, starting with Jackie Burke, as far as being the charge of charity, philanthropy and using golf as a conduit to get people out, and it's incredible.
You mentioned, you know, Mr. Burke. He gave me even if I didn't want to hear it. He always gave me the best business advice. And I'm so glad you mentioned his name, because he always told me as a young man when I was a member of Champions for the 20 years, he always said, hey, don't forget to give back. He goes, your community's taking care of you. He goes, you make sure you're there for your community. And, you know, you learn a lot from older, wiser people. He was one of them. He still is one of them. Love him.
When I worked for Jackie, he'd say, FC, he says, I'm going to put you on a soup diet, and we're going to have lunch in the back of the kitchen every day, and we're going to talk, and we're going to figure out this thing. And he still is 101 years old, incredible human being. So
you know, I don't want to get us off track, but I got to tell you one of the best stories that Mr. Burke. I have so many great stories with him, but. This one story was I was remodeling my mother's location on Woodway and Voss. And he goes, there's something on your mind, isn't it? Because he could tell by my golf swing there was a lot on my mind. He goes, there's something on your mind. I said, yeah. I said, you know, Mr. Burke, I said, you know, I'm spending a lot of money on this remodel. I said, I don't know. I said, it's kind of foolish money. You know, I was kind of like nervous about it. As a young businessman, you know, I know it needed remodeling. He goes, hey, hold on for a second. He goes, you ever see, he goes, you're a champion, you know, 2-3 days a week. He goes, you ever see I'm always making changes around here? I'm always painting. I'm always planting trees. He goes, you know, I'm so old now. He goes, I don't even buy green bananas. He goes, but let me tell you something. You can never spend too much money on your business. He said, you're going to remodel this location. He goes, and what your customers are going to do, it's going to be like a grand reopening. He goes, they're going to leave and say, did you see what Johnny did to his location? He goes, it's going to come back to you. And you know what I mean? It's like those old, think about golf, man. And the old school golf pros, they taught you more than golf. They taught you a lot about life. And golf is life. And so I love Mr. Burke.
Yeah, we all do.
Once again, we're on ESPN 97.5 with CanCare Chairman Johnny Carrabba. CanCare's tournament will take place Monday, October 9th, Memorial Park Golf Course, benefiting cancer survivors. And the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, is the 30th anniversary honoree. Johnny, how'd you first find a passion for golf?
Well, to be real upfront with you, you know, I tell you, my godfather, Rocco, he introduced me to the game of golf. And I know it's kind of hard for you listeners out there to believe that a Sicilian boy like me would have a godfather named Rocco. But but my godfather, uncle, I was like his second son. I mean, I wasn't second. I was like his son because he had two daughters, and then it was, you know, me and my sister. But he took me in, and like I said, he was like a second father to me. And my dad was very confined to the grocery store business. They had, you know, Carrabba's Friendly Grocery on the east end side of Houston. And my dad couldn't really break away. My godfather would, you know, on occasions take me fishing. But then one day he goes, I want you to sleep at my house on Friday night. He goes, and then on Saturday morning, I'm gonna wake your ass up, wake you up early. I'm on the radio.
You're good,
but I'm gonna wake you up early. He goes, and I want you to caddy for me. And the golf course was really Gus Worthen, but it was called Houston Executive Club. Houston Executive Club originally was Houston Country Club before they moved over there, you know, in Tanglewood. And most every Saturday morning, I would wake up at 5:30 with him, and I would go caddy for him. And that's what introduced me. Not that I played, but I caddied. And then when I was in high school, I went to St. Thomas High School here in Houston, Texas. Me and my buddies would go play golf. And I was a baseball and a football player, but golf, I think I was a natural athlete. And so golf, I never really got good at golf, but it was a way of being somewhat athletic and using your athletic abilities. And I fell in love with the game. The camaraderie of it was really more important than anything else, you know. Golf is a lot like life.
Charlie, how much does that compare to your introduction into the game? Kind of was it a family member that introduced you to the game? How do you remember the specifics of the first time you picked up a club?
Well, my father moved our family in 1954 to Argentina, and he worked for a company that was going to build an automobile factory. And the people that we took 100 families to Argentina, and the people that organized the move gave us information on what Argentina was like. They had horses, and they had, you know, all of this kind of stuff, but they didn't have baseball or football that I was into. But they had golf. And so this gentleman told my father to buy a set of kids' clubs, right-handed. Don't let him play left-handed. I was left-handed. And so I got inducted into golf in the fall of 55, really, by my father. And I fell in love with it real quick. And now here I am, 50 years later, I'm still trying to find a secret, and my golf game is gone. Birthday, you know.
That's not true. I still see you hitting little tie draws, Charlie.
I'm sneaky short. You know, the ball just looks pretty up there, but it falls out of the sky real quick. Boom. Yeah,
they call you 180 straighty.
That's it. Yeah, that's exactly right. So, but it's for the love of the game, and that's why we're going to raise great money with CanCare on Monday, and we try to spread the word through this medium, a radio show, and charity is really important in my life, in Johnny's life, your young life. So we're having fun.
When we come back, we'll be right back with Johnny Carrabba, the chairman of CanCare, for more on Monday's tournament.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the SportsNet Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, here's Will Doctor.
Okay, back on ESPN 97.5, presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. Welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, where we have CanCare Chairman Johnny Carrabba live with us in studio. Last segment, we talked a little bit about why such a successful businessman like himself is entering, is fully involved in the philanthropic world. In case you missed that, you can find the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Apple Podcast or Spotify. We continue along on a Saturday morning. Johnny, what was your experience like growing up in Houston?
Well, when I was growing up, you know, I'll be 65 in December. And when I was growing up, Houston was really basically a small town. I mean, it was, you know, and I still feel like it has a town feeling, but it was a small town. I mean, Galleria wasn't there. That was just farmland. I had some relatives that moved to Memorial, and my grandfather thought that was the most ridiculous thing in the world. Why would they want to move way out to Memorial? Like, I'm talking about, like, where Carrabba's is at Woodway and Voss. You know what I mean? Like, that part of Memorial. The city was really small. It was mostly from downtown. You know, yeah, naturally River Oaks was there. And we didn't know anything about River Oaks then, but... You know, east. It was mostly east.
Yeah, what is that east end now? If we went there today, what would that be?
Well, they call it Edo now.
Okay.
They call it Edo now. But, like, my dad's grocery store, my grandfather started the grocery store. But I got to back up a little bit. But the name of the grocery store was Carrabba's Friendly Grocery. So my grandparents started it. My parents bought it from my grandparents. And my mother, Rosie, who's a glory hog, she said it wasn't very friendly until she showed up. but East End was, you know, it's by the ship channel, you know. But it was just, you know, yeah, you know, Hobby Airport was there. But that, you know, Intercontinental wasn't, you know, Houston was small. And I think it was really, it was a great place to grow up.
Well, when I arrived here in 73, it was even little then. I mean, comparatively speaking to you would think of Houston, Dallas. And since then, I really helped Houston grow. but it's exploded with the oil business, with the medical center. The medical center that we have is second to none. That's why CanCare is so important, that can help. You know, the medical community survive and grow and help people. And Johnny, it's really amazing, this city.
You know, it's funny, you know, when sometimes, you know, we would get, you know, I went to St. Thomas and we would, you know, after school, we would go out to Katy.
Katy.
We'd go out to Katy and go duck hunting.
Yes.
Katy, I mean, when I drive around, you know, I still look for locations, and I'm still, you know, but I cannot believe how big this city is. But, you know, I mean, look at, you know, Kingwood, yep. Katy, I can go on, Pearland,
Woodlands,
the Woodlands, man. I mean, what a vision Mr. Mitchell had with the Woodlands. But
incredible.
Conroe's like one of the fastest growing towns in the United States. Sugarland was nothing, but the city, you know, is now. If you would have known how big it was going to get, and you know you had some foresight, some people did, you could have made a lot of money on buying some cheap you know, rice fields out in Katy.
Yeah. So growing up, your parents owned Carrabba's Friendly Grocery. How did their experiences help shape you?
Well, you know, the older I get, I say this almost every day of my life now. You know, you learn without you knowing that you're learning.
That's
grocery, huh?
That's a good statement.
You know, I look back and I look at all my coaches at St. Thomas. I didn't learn too many things from my teachers because I didn't have the IQ for it. But I learned so much in that grocery store. You know, first of all, it was a mom and pop deal. My dad was very attention to detail. His shelves looked perfect. I didn't know it at the time, you know, when he was telling me to, you know, line up the shelving, but it was attention to detail. His butcher shop was meticulous, man. I mean, attention to detail. Just like, you know, Will, just like your golf bag. You know what I mean? You mark your balls, you have tees in a certain. That butcher shop was, the meat was, he took a lot of pride in it. So my dad was the butcher. My mother was the cashier. My mother greeted everybody with a smile. It was back when they were I could talk about this grocery store all day, but it was back when bubble gum was a penny, candy bars were a nickel. People would come in there and say, hey, can I get 4 slices of bologna? Can I get 5 slices of ham? You would have to get all that meat out and slice it up. And I didn't really care for it. But then what I really learned was my parents were a part of the community. Everybody had credit. They'd come in and do their shopping, and they'd sign a pad, and then they'd get paid on Friday. They'd pay their bill off. But we made deliveries. My mother cooked lunches for all the industry workers. Mm. You know, she was famous for her hot dogs and hamburgers. And but I think I learned the most from the way we were the way my parents treated the community. I had to go to a lot of birthday parties for customers' kids. I had to go to a lot of baptisms. I had to go to a lot of weddings. I didn't really want to, but you learn about how to be a part of that community, and that's what I think that I'm really proud about my business is because we're part of our community and we give back. And it, without that grocery store, Will, I wouldn't have learned that.
But now you're a part of, 250 communities. I traveled for 9 years with Cabrera,
yeah,
you know, on the PGA Tour, and we always found the Carrabba's.
Yeah, and
in South Carolina, North Carolina, we went to a Carrabba's 6 days in a row. I mean, that's where the good food was.
Those Argentinians love Italian food.
They love that Italian food. That's it, that pasta Carrabba.
That's why he looked the way he looked.
That's right. So, but it's community is what it's all about. Supporting your community, right?
You have to give back. And, you know, there's an old saying, you give for the sake of giving and not for the sake of gaining. But whenever you give, it always comes back.
That's it. And you've done a great job with that. And not only with CanCare, but you support. Your phone's ringing all the time.
It's really bad right now, but I can't really complain because I'm blessed. You know, everybody says I'm blessed, but I'm really blessed. But I'm the luckiest guy in town. And let me tell you, without the people that call me about, you know, their charity endeavors,
yeah,
they've been supporting me for 37 years.
Yeah,
and you know, yes is the answer. What's the question? Is my policy? And yeah, you're right.
Well, Charlie, I'll tell you who I checked the group list for Monday, and there's a couple teams there from our friends over at Insperity playing on Monday. Can you tell us a little bit more about them?
Well, like Johnny, Insperity established their business in 1986 and have built it to quite a business. But, you know, during these hard times, economic crisis in America, Insperity has helped his clients navigate through the chaos and ultimately rise above the challenges. And their philosophy is they're helping business succeed so communities can prosper. That is what it's all about. And Paul Servati and his team is really a unique business because it's HR-driven. It's taking care of people. His philosophy to his business, and now he's almost got 4,000 employees, is take care of your your partners. Take care of the people that that help grow your business, and then take care of your customers. Like Johnny has in his business, he takes care of his customers. So if you want to grow your small business and you need some help, log on to Insperity.com or give them a call and have one of their experts come out and just visit with you, and they can share what they do and they can see what you do, and it'll be a great marriage. So Insperity.com, it's a great, great, great company, and it's ours in Houston, Texas.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.